Today is the 24th of March, 2017. What can we say against the Creator, Lord God Almighty? How can we justify ourselves before Him? His words have gone out of His mouth and will not return unto Him void, for He has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. Well, this morning, if we are to be honest with ourselves, we must continually affirm what we find in the 38th Psalm. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, for thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me, as for the light of mine eyes, it is also gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I as a deaf man heard not, and I as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. There's an awful lot in this 38th Psalm. We realize that our sins are stick fast in us, and that there's no soundness in us, and there's no rest in our bones because of our sin. And we realize that if we look at our iniquities, they've gone over our heads. They're too heavy for us. Our wounds stink and are corrupt because of our own foolishness, you know. And it should trouble us. It should cause us to bow down. It should cause us to mourn and to loathe ourselves and repent in dust and ashes. It should cause our heart to be disquieted. And when we find ourselves in that state, God is not hid from us. He sees all things. He knows all things. He knows our hearts. And there are many that are aloof from us, are there not? That includes friends and that includes kinsmen. They stand afar off. Has that been your experience? There are those also that would seek to ridicule and lay snares for you and me, would like to see our hurt, you know, and sometimes we're oblivious to it, aren't we? Because we realize our hope cannot be in the approval of man, relatives, or family, but we can only find our solace, our hope, in God. And even though we pray that they would not rejoice over us, because we recognize we are prone to sin and our foot slip, and this would cause them to magnify themselves, would it not? To say, aha, look at him. And it causes us to want to stop, to halt. And God's the one who brings us to repentance, does he not? He's the one that causes us to openly declare our sin before him and causes us to be sorry for our sin. It's not from ourselves and our own wicked heart. We must realize that around us enemies are present. Satan is the prince and power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience. And they are multiplied against God's elect. They would lay accusations. Scripture says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. These same people will render evil for good. You know, that's who are your adversaries, those who render evil for good. And so our prayer this morning should be, forsake me not, O Lord, O God. Be not far from me. And he won't. He will never leave us or forsake us. He sees our own unworthiness apart from Christ, and we have the imputed righteousness of Christ because of his work for us on the cross. He is our only hope and our only help and our only salvation. Our only hope, our only help, our only salvation is Jesus, is in Christ. So let us rest in that this morning and give him all praise and glory and honor for this great work he's done for us. God bless.